You're listening to SBS News.
Novak Djokovic has defeated Nick Kyrgios to secure a fourth successive Wimbledon title. The four-set victory stretches the 35-year-old Serb's unbeaten streak at Wimbledon to 28 matches. In claiming a seventh Wimbledon crown, Djokovic took his Grand Slam singles haul to 21. That's one behind men's all-time record holder Rafael Nadal. He calmly seized the initiative after being eclipsed in an opening set dominated by the Kyrgios serve. Playing in his first Grand Slam final, the 27-year-old Kyrgios played some scintillating tennis in a 31-minute opening set in which Djokovic could get nowhere near his serve. Following the match, both players heaped praise on each other, with Djokovic joking about the budding bromance between the two players.
I really respect you a lot. I think you are a phenomenal tennis player, an athlete, amazing talent. I mean, you've been hearing all of that for many years. But now, you know, everything is starting to come together for you. So I'm sure we're going to see much of you in the later stages of a Grand Slam, man. And I never thought I'm going to say so many nice things about you, considering the relationship. Okay, it's officially a bromance.
Kyrgios called Djokovic a god.
Yeah, he's a bit of a god, I'm not going to lie. I thought I played well. But first of all, I just wanted to congratulate Novak and your team. Of course, you've won this championship, I don't even know how many times anymore. So
Nick Kyrgios had won both previous meetings with Novak Djokovic on hard courts, but couldn't do it this time on the grass at Wimbledon. Before the match, he'd said he never dreamed he would make a Wimbledon final.
Most people around me at some stage in my life have lost belief that, you know, I would ever make a Grand Slam final, or you know, doubted me a little bit, you know, in my behaviour, or, you know, just the way I trained. And I think everyone, safe to say, and that's fine that they doubted me, but I never lost belief myself. I think that's just a strong message for any sort of, any kid, you know, who doubts himself. Just keep going.
He was gifted the opportunity to play in the final when Spaniard Rafael Nadal pulled out of the semi-final due to injury. But the ATP's decision not to award ranking points this year means Kyrgios misses out on a higher ranking based on his Wimbledon performance. And Australia has achieved other successes at Wimbledon this year, with Matt Ebden and Max Purcell becoming the first Aussie pair to win the men's double final in more than two decades.
Game, set, match. Ebden Purcell, 3 sets to 2, 7-6, 6-7, 4-6, 6-4, 7-6.
The pair saved 5 match points in the semi-finals and battled to secure the victory on court for 4 hours and 11 minutes on Saturday against Croatia's defending champions.
And I've got to thank my partner Max for, you know, he carried us over the line there this last set, well, this whole couple of weeks, and we're both trying to lift, and we're very lucky to know it. We were very lucky to win.
It was also the first time in Wimbledon doubles history that the match and the championship was determined by a 10-point tiebreak. And a fitting triumph for the duo who lost their doubles clash at the Australian Open earlier this year to Nick Kyrgios and Thanasi Kokkinakis. Tina Quinn, SBS News.